flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I want all the callers to listen to this real quick. And you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. You can win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. Flights, hotel, and $20,000 of spending money.
Bam.
Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. I need to know if we can win this one.
Yeah.
And listen tomorrow for at least an hour and another entry. And it's Odyssey Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more, go to odyssey.com/slam dunk. $20,000, JP.
Yo, listen.
We got to find some friends calling and try to get on this thing, man.
I'll make a deal with Odyssey. You can give somebody else a trip. Just give me the $20K.
Yeah.
Call it.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's real money.
Yes, indeed.
That's a dope trip. Yeah, check it out. Odyssey.com/slam dunk. I said we'd do phones the whole rest of the hour, and I meant it. And there's a man of the cloth available. There's a man all year that said to believe. Reb T, yesterday didn't go the way you'd want it, sir, but you were right in your belief in this football team. How are you, Reverend?
Hey, JP, I'm good, man. I'm a little hoarse right now, but, hey, man, I had me a good time, man. I went up there and I partied, and it was a good atmosphere, you know, just to be with the Burgundy and Gold Nation. However you want to reference them as Redskins, as Commanders, it was just good to be out there in that type of atmosphere for that magnitude of that game. And so what I say this to my commanding nation right now, and I'm not going to go all in the character, but just hear me with, hear old fool like me, right, who done been there and sung this and felt this, how I really felt, right? Let these youngins develop their own identity. They done planted the seed right now. J.D. Fire to bring hope back alive to D.C. Adam Peters and them see that. Nine Aces got to put pieces around them so they can keep on going, man. But us as the 12th, man, hey, man, hey, y'all keep standing only like y'all make me want to go on the road. And B, you know, I don't really do the road thing. I'm going to go back to Dallas again. But I'm saying even up in Eagle territory, right, them Bammers wasn't messing with Rams. They tried, but I was with Southeast Finest, though. Anyway, but and then before I get, JP, they tried me, you know, but one, I'm old enough not to buy into that, and then two, when they found out, oh, he got a mom. I'm talking about, I was walking with some family that was like 6'1", 6'2", you know, like, boy, messing with real. So, I mean, But it wasn't all about that. I met some good Eagle fans up there. I had a lot of facing with them, man. All that good stuff. So, I mean, they just fans. Well, they a little mouthy, well, you know. But, I mean, hey, man. But at the end of the day, shout out to my man, Chuck Easton. And big shout out to every damn fan, man, that came up to me and said, Rev, I love you, man. If I start calling out names and I miss somebody, I'll be wrong, JP. So I just love all y'all, man. I appreciate the love. And, man, hopefully next year, man, I'll be back home doing our thing, man. But at the end of the day, man, raise hell. Why not us? Believe hell to the commanders. Anything the hell you want to feel, man. But I ain't mad at nobody, man. And that's facts. Believe, love somebody. And I'm going to keep drinking this peppermint tea because I got to go to work tomorrow. I love
you. Yeah, Rev, that
man.
Voice sounds God shot, dog. Thank you, buddy.
JP, I know you ain't talking, man. Sometimes you be sounding like, with big ears that I love so much.
See you, buddy.
That's crazy.
I'm glad the Reverend had a good time in Philadelphia. I have seen very mixed reviews of people that had no trouble and people that had trouble. So I hope more had no trouble than did.
Yeah.
Let's go to our guy Crank is in D.C. on line 8. What up, Crank? What about?
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zay in Lincoln Heights. Zay, you there?
Hey, this afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I know everybody's trying to see the positive side of this and everything, and I get it. I'm still hurt, man. It's like a bad breakup or a death of somebody that you love. Like, the team had us on such a high all season. Now it's like they closed the crack house. They boarded it up. They bulldozed. I'm still standing on the front lawn with a foot for the 20s. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. My wife is a Steelers fan and had to work most Sundays this season, so she didn't see a lot of the games, but she watched the game with me yesterday. After, like, 10 minutes, she jumped up. She was like, I'm about to have an anxiety attack. Like, what's going on? I'm like, imagine doing this for 16 games, 17 games this season. So I'm still trying to process this. Hopefully, you know, it's been nice hearing y'all, everybody calling in all day. Hopefully you can talk me down from this. Like I said, thanks for taking my call, but this is still hard for me to let go, fellas.
Hey, man, you're not wrong.
I understand it. It's hard, but you know what? Take that money and invest into fandom next year. They're going to go at it again.
I got to be honest. I'm not sure I understood his analogy there to the bulldoze. the bulldoze crack
house.
He
got money to spend, bro. He can't go nowhere. They tore down the place where he want to get his stuff from. Yeah, right.
Maybe find a new hobby while you're at it. That was something. But listen, to his greater point that he's just still disappointed with the loss, hell yeah.
Like you said earlier.
They were 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl and got thumped.
You
that
said
sucks.
24 hours you normally do it, but then you give it 48. But I think a lot of people have a different time limit. You know, but eventually, I just say this, you're going to have to get over it and get back to life. You know, like, as a player, I was into it when we lost it. You know, the one we won, you get to live on that the rest of your life. The one you lose, you get to think about it the rest of your life. But you know what you got to do? You got to move on.
Right.
You know, there were people who were still talking about it the next season. You know what happened to them? They were released. So I'm just being real. You got to figure out a way to pick it up and keep moving, man.
Catch and release, man.
Don't worry. That person, you say your wife said to watch the game with you, she'll tell you to get over it, go get over it soon. Believe me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of hearing you now. You got to get back on the horse. Let's go.
I think it is completely fine if you want to be upset, man. If it makes you feel better, though, Brian Schottenheimer turned down head coaching jobs before, but he's ready now in Dallas. This is from Kelly, whose Twitter handle is at Kelly Sucks, S-U-X-X. So let's take that information. Kelly said, would you happen to know anyone selling a ticket for this Friday? Dying to take my dad with me, and I've been checking StubHub every day with no luck. And I replied,
what's Friday?
What is Friday?
Yes.
Well, I was reminded we got 106.7 The Fan live in Leesburg at the Tally Ho Theater. Right. Which, yo, I had completely forgotten about. Your boy needs some sleep.
You too?
Yeah, dude. I got home at like 3 a.m. last night.
I wasn't that late, but I tell you, I got it.
Although, if you got to drive 95 from Philly to D.C., doing it at 2 a.m. is easy. But, yo, so Friday night is the live show in Leesburg. Apparently, it's sold out. At least that's what I'm hearing from Kelly. So if anybody knows of a pair of tickets, hit up at Kelly Sucks, S-U-X-X, and I look forward to seeing everybody out there Friday. Hopefully that helps, Kelly. I don't know what else to say there. Let me get one more call in here. I believe the rally captain is on the line. Bless you, B. Hey, Cap, how you doing, man? How was your trip to Philly?
Hey, JP, man, let me tell you something. We took 200 fans up to Philadelphia. We had a great time. I hate that I missed the rally that you guys had there, but I saw the videos and everything, and it looked just like a wonderful time, man. And I got to tell you, the Philly fans, they're Philly fans. You know, it's one of those things where I tell everybody, you got to go there with thick skin and just ignore them, you know, and just keep it rolling. But the reason for this call, JP and B, is this Saturday – we're going to have a Commanders season celebration with the fans. And it's going to go from 6 to 8 at Walters. We're going to have
Love
a DJ.
Walters.
We're going to have everybody there. Hopefully you guys can come out. And this is for everybody who always said they wanted to come to an official road rally, but they never were able to make one. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a season fan finale here at Walters to show our support for the team the way that we know how to do it, to bring everybody together.
All right, I love it. I can't make it Saturday, Rally Captain, but I hope everybody goes and has fun. What are you laughing about?
If they say we got two Brian Mitchells again because I turn your camera around. Me on both sides.
Oh, I'm surprised that giant head can fit on both sides. Thank you, Cap.
Your head not that small.
We're going to make some bets when
your
we come back.
Make it look
for
smaller.
The record, I went undefeated last week. Just want the world to know that. Nobody
to
go
with that.
Anywhere.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.